Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 6.71, up 2.25 on the open. At the Board of Trade, December opened at 6.40, up 4. March, 6.60, up 2.25. July wheat, 6.88.5, up 4.25 on the open. December corn opened at 4.58, up 4 on the open. March, 4.77, up 4. July, 5.01, up 5 on the open. November beans open at 11.03, down 1 on the open. January, 10.19, down 1.75. July, 10.53, down 2 on the open. October soybean meal open at 2.68, down 1.40 on the open. October, 42.70, down 1. October live cattle open at 96.10, up 40 on the open. October feeders, 101.25, up 57.5 on the open. October lean hogs open at 66.25, up 30 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91.90, up 7.5 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, as I look at the Dow AIG index, I see it's down about $9 for the week. The U.S. dollar is up almost $4 for the week. It's been a brutal week. If you are a corn or soybean bull, the technical charts are a mess. We have the problems that we're seeing in Wall Street continue, and we're having a lot of talk about whether or not demand will be there when all the dust settles. Given all of that, as a an opening statement, where can you see the lows and the bleeding stop in the grain pits?
I think we could see it right away, Dave, quite honestly. I think we've all been waiting for, at least, you know, in our company, have been waiting for that market capitulation, that idea that everybody that is long is surrendering, they're throwing in the towel. They're coming in with the idea that there's blood on the streets, and I think we've seen that this week. I think you're right about the Dow AIG. It's back to that 160 level. That's the lowest it's been since late 06, and it's seen 100% retracement from the rally that started in late 06 for corn and beans and wheat. The CRB index going to probably settle down close to 9.5%, almost 10% this week. That's the lowest since 1956, so we're looking at a CRB that has got the lowest potential close in over 50 years at this point. And I guess we are sitting at the same point that, in my view, that we left Todd and you last week in the afternoon comments. We thought a turnaround was possible on the bailout bill being passed and a colder, wetter weather pattern. We see almost the identical type of setup here, except we've done this capitulation, in our opinion. We have a wetter weather pattern that is now being called to extend from the western Corn Belt into the central and eastern. We don't know how long that'll last, possibly 6 to 10 days. We're not sure yet. And we also have the House saying that they will put the bill up for the vote, the Senate bill up for the vote today. My expectation is that if they're going to put the vote up, they think they've got the votes, and so they're not going to make the same mistake they did on Monday. So my suspicion is that we've got two potential friendly market bottoming type occurrences, fundamental facts, factors that could come in here and cause us to stop this bleeding like we have. And I think we're at solid support at this 455 level and 990 level in November beans. Once we get the House bill passed, what we want to see is the crude oil and the gold to take charge and go higher, especially the crude oil and especially the copper and thirdly the gold. And if we can get that, I think we've got the ability then to say enough has been done. We've taken the demand down far enough at this point in terms of taking the premium out of futures.
So you don't see risk to the downside to beans 947 and maybe corn 430?
Not initially, and I would say to you, Dave, we've got a lot of clients that stretch from Ohio into Michigan, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and even western Iowa, and some in Kentucky, Tennessee, that are seeing that the February lock price on the crop insurance was 540 in corn and most especially 1336 in beans. If we would take out this 460 level in D's corn and $10.990 level in Nov beans, we're going to start taking those cases on an individual basis and talking to those clients and saying we need to protect our crop insurance at this point with some January bean calls and potentially some March corn calls. But the beans come first because we have heard very strong from our clients that the beans are much more variable, and when they're disappointing by a third to half of what they're used to getting. So I think we're at a transition stage in terms of our company and our analysis and our recommendations that we're done buying puts at this point. We now want to protect our crop insurance revenue since October is the CRC month for average and November is the RA average month. So that becomes a very important tool to producers. And I would have to say on the capitulation and the surrender and the giving up type mindset, I have seen a huge change in both the producer attitudes this week and the Chicago attitudes this week. I've not seen it this negative in either of those two classes in probably 10 or 15 years. So probably another reason why I think we've done enough damage at this point, everybody is ready to throw in the towel.
Let's take it to the U.S. dollar index, which in my mindset is a crucial hinge pin to all of this. It really doesn't matter what we talk about on the fundamental side in terms of supply. If the demand begins to slacken or is not there, and that dollar rallied sharply this week, and I couldn't find, when I talked to all of our analysts last week, I couldn't find a dollar bull among them. Everybody thinks the dollar is going lower. And so I'm wondering, is this a short-term blip or something more significant?
I think it is short-term. And to back up, you're 100% right that the dollar means an enormous amount to our trading in grains this next few weeks. And that's why that crude oil and that copper market are so important to us, and the gold being number three. But I think the answer to your question on the currencies is that I think it is more short-term, and I think we have been part of the group that thinks the dollar needs to go down, not up, over the medium term, that it's done enough. The DEIS index made a new contract high yesterday. We think that's enough. In the short term, though, I think the big news and why the dollar keeps getting bought is because the Europeans are split on how they're going to come up with a solution to protect their financial system. I think the people in the banking industry and in the credit markets would agree, most of them anyway, at this stage, that maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel for the U.S. banking industry, especially with this bailout bill being passed. But there's still a lot to have to go on over in Europe, and there's a lot of hard work and a lot of negativity that maybe still is in the financial system over there, the real estate markets over there, that have to be flushed out. And so I think that's why your euro has been hit so hard, is because of the short-term fear that nobody can agree over there, because you're talking about several different countries instead of just one country here, one House of Representatives, one Senate that has to agree to get us moving forward. You're talking about 20-some countries that are going to have to agree on how they bail themselves out over there. So I think, though, how it's going to play out is if we get the bailout bill passed, the market will move back towards the idea that, okay, the U.S. has led us into this hole financially and credit-wise. They're going to lead us out of this hole financially and credit-wise, so we don't need to be repatriating back into the dollars as heavily. Let's go ahead and spread our risk back out. The emerging markets are still pretty solid as far as their balance sheets go, and I think you'll see maybe some attraction back to those once the fear and this blood in the streets gets cleaned up.
So if I have an average corn price marketed over $5, is this a place where I want to come in and buy it back?
I don't think that, Dave. I really think we have to play it one day at a time. I would say, though, on the beans, I believe, like we have for the last 3 or 4 weeks, that the crude oil demand and the gasoline demand is good enough, and the crude oil's been hit hard enough, mm-hmm. we're about $20 too cheap in crude oil right now. And if that's the case, we're probably about 70 cents to a dollar too cheap in the beans. I think that corresponds with the idea that the yields are not as good, and everybody's starting to realize that in Chicago. I don't know if I can put money in the corn yet, though, but it's a day-to-day thing at this point.
So then am I looking for some bean calls at this point?
Yes, we are. Like I mm-hmm. said at the okay. top of the show, we're really working hard with clients that don't have the yields to cover their insurance, mm-hmm. and then we'll come back around with other clients and see if they need to get some calls bought as well. 1060 close above is still a breakout and a show of support for the November beans.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City at 683.25, up 14.5 at the Board of Trade. December wheat, 654, up 18. December corn, 467.5, up 13.5. November beans at 1023, they're up 19. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.